know, they're dangerous for people to be
around. Put that talk away back to Lord Kelvin. You're going back to crazy bullshit, Lord Kelvin and J.C. Maxwell. It's electromagnetism going to get up in your asshole and some magnetic tube is going to run up the axis and rotate to coincide direction with the force, and the properties are going to be proven that it's frictionless fluid, and then you can get the realization it's impossible because there's no frictionless fluid on the planet, and then you can't maintain a vortex with continuous energy, and then comparatively that the slight air friction of the air, the vortex motion of a liquid meeting a small whirlpool form, the water drains in the water basin, the natural illusion, the more vortical motion on a larger scale, and scram water pouts, water spools, tornadoes, investigation, sunspots. It goes on and on and on and on to the aerodynamics that don't fly.
Let me translate.
Translation count, that will affect the next season of Shameless, what he just said.
Yes, and what it means is we can't use any of our Kelvin measurements to measure this stuff. We just have to know it's a new environment. Right, Ion?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.